Today's podcast is brought to you by Newspapers.com, the ultimate destination for exploring the mysteries of the past. If you're fascinated by true crime, get ready to dive into the stories that made headlines. Newspapers.com offers a billion pages of historical newspapers from the U.S. and beyond, and you can search the entire collection in seconds. Their vast newspaper collection is a goldmine for eyewitness accounts, crime scene photos, news reports, and more. Whether you're interested in famous crimes or long-forgotten cases, Newspapers.com gives you a front-row seat to more than 300 years of history. For our listeners, Newspapers.com has a special offer. Use the code CUPOFMURDER for an exclusive 20% discount on your subscription. That's promo code CUPOFMURDER at Newspapers.com. Sign up today and start unraveling the true crime mysteries that keep you up at night. Sometimes going to the grocery store can be chaotic. There doesn't seem to be enough time to check the list, make sure everything is there, search for the best prices, and take the time to make sure you got the best quality meat. So, let ButcherBox help you out. Giving you peace of mind, ButcherBox delivers high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust straight to your door. No grocery carts required. Humanely raised, no antibiotics or hormones, 100% grass-fed, free-range, and crate-free. What more can you ask for? What about free shipping, customized box plans, exclusive member deals, recipe inspirations, tips, and tricks? You really can't go wrong with ButcherBox. Sign up at butcherbox.com/morningcup and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/morningcup and use code morningcup to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
There were two more murders 15 miles away.
When police arrived, they found the telephones and electricity lines.
We have a weird homicide.
A scene described by one investigator as reminiscent of a weird...
Morning.
Cup of murder.
Young love can be a powerful thing, and in some cases, a dangerous thing too. On April 13th, 2016, two people paid the cost of young love with their lives. So if you like your coffee hot but your bones chilled, sit back and start your day with a morning cup of murder. Elizabeth Edwards was worried about her daughter. At 14 years old, Kim had a budding romance with her very first boyfriend, Lucas Markham. But like most parents fear, it wasn't a relationship that Elizabeth grew too fond of, especially after she noticed her daughter withdrawing from both her family and her friends. Constantly on the phone with her older daughter, Kim's half-sister, Mary Cottingham, who was 26 and both a wife and mother, Elizabeth would often talk about her concerns, and everyone was getting worried about the intensity of their relationship. Both Kim and Lucas attended a school for, quote, difficult children, and met when, one day, she walked into a classroom and saw him throwing a chair in a fit of rage. Becoming inseparable from that moment on, the two young teens bonded over their troubled home lives and comforted one another through their issues. With sources not really going into too much detail on why, Elizabeth felt as though Lucas was trouble and vowed to do what she could to try and separate the pair, a move that would prove incredibly deadly. In what would later be called the Twilight Murders, on April 11th, 2016, Kim and Lucas made their first attempt on Elizabeth's life, but were foiled when Kim fell asleep before letting her boyfriend into the home. Their second attempt, made the following night, failed as well. But on April 14th, 2016, Kim let Lucas enter their home in Spalding, Lincolnshire, a bag filled with kitchen knives stolen from his aunt's home in hand, and set the entire thing into motion. Though she herself could not go through with it, she left Lucas to do her bidding. Quietly entering her room while she slept, Lucas, in a statement to police, claimed he took one of those knives and, quote, stabbed her in the neck where she was sleeping on her side, and I smothered her face with a pillow. Elizabeth began fighting for her life, clawing at her attacker's arms as he smothered her. And, according to Kim, Lucas sat on top of her mother with the pillow over her head while she screamed through a stabbed windpipe get off of me. After about 10 minutes of the 14-year-old boy putting all his weight on the injured woman, she took her last breath and slumped into the bed. Also in the home during all of this was Kim's 13-year-old sister, Katie. Initially planning on killing her as well and taking their own lives last to ensure that no one could ever separate them again, Kim began having a panic attack after the death of her mother, and Lucas, acting again on his own, took the life of his girlfriend's sister while she slept soundly in her bed. Later telling the police, "I thought I stabbed her, but I'm not 100% sure. It was her or the mattress, and then I smothered her face with a pillow too." The only survivor of the family massacre was Mary Cottingham, saved only because she was living away from home at the time. Kim would later say that, while she was excited to kill her mother, claiming she was, quote, looking forward to it, she said that she killed her sister because she thought it would be better for her to die, even saying that she missed her. Changing her initial plans, when the couple finished their deadly mission, they got into a bath together, had sex in the living room, and snuggled up to watch Twilight while eating ice cream. A perfect date in the midst of an absolute bloodbath. They stayed inside the home doing couple things while the bodies of Kim's mother and sister lay bleeding in their beds. It wasn't until April 15th that, after Mary's calls went unanswered, she contacted Elizabeth's partner, who arrived just in time to watch the police place Kim inside of a police cruiser. Kim and Lucas were reported missing from school, and officers forced their way inside and found the horrific crime scene. And there, in the middle of it all, were Kim Edwards and Lucas Markham, simply watching television. Calm as can be, and completely blasé about the bodies they were sharing a home with. While they were taken into custody, police began searching the home and found in Katie and Kim's shared room a note written by Lucas and Kim that was supposed to be their suicide note. It spoke about how they wanted to be cremated and have their ashes scattered. In Lucas's backpack, there was bloody clothing and the stolen knives, and nearby was the bloody knife that was used to kill his girlfriend's mother and sister. Back at the station, the couple showed no remorse and very little emotion. In fact, when asked about the murders, Kim allegedly told the officers, quote, "I was okay with it," and that she was happy Lucas killed her family because, quote, "my mom doesn't have to deal with me being suicidal, and she doesn't have to wake up worrying every morning and see if I'm still alive, and my sister doesn't have to go through all the heartbreak and emotions and stuff." She spoke openly about her feelings of neglect, claiming her mother and sister had a close bond, and she felt as though she was relegated to the sidelines, and said that the murder was also revenge for how she was treated. According to the sources, things started getting bad for the family back in 2008, when Elizabeth hit then-6-year-old Kim in a domestic fight. She referred herself to social services, leading Kim and Katie to be placed in the temporary care of others. But the file was soon closed, and things went back to how they used to be. But apparently, the pair fought constantly, and Kim never felt as though her mother cared about her, allegedly telling her daughter that she would end up just like her father, the man who abandoned them when she was an infant. Things only got worse between the pair when Lucas Markham entered her life. The disapproval got so bad that the pair ran away from their respective homes, later found sleeping in a forest, and Kim, descending deeper into her depression, attempted to take her own life by overdosing on painkillers in March of 2016. It was after that that the couple began plotting the deaths of Kim's family members. With detectives finding their nonchalance disturbing, the pair were interviewed, and according to criminologist David Wilson, both demonstrated a, quote, high level of psychopathy, and that Kim's egocentric personality led to her belief that, in killing her mother and sister, she was doing them a favor. In September of 2016, Luke Markham pleaded guilty to manslaughter, but this later changed to murder before his actual trial. On October 10th, 2016, now just 15 years old, he pleaded guilty again, this time to the murder, and Kim Edwards, who maintained her innocence, pleaded guilty to manslaughter on the grounds of diminished responsibility. Her plea was rejected and a trial date was set. Still showing a deep lack of remorse at the trial, not even for the death of her little sister, Kim Edwards was found guilty and both were sentenced to 20 years in prison. However, upon appeal, both she and Lucas had their sentences reduced to 17 and a half years. They are among the UK's youngest murderers and the youngest double murderers. Thank you for joining me in my morning cup of murder. Please join me again tomorrow to hear a terrible thing happened on April 14th. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and let me know how you like it. If you want to help support the podcast, there is always Patreon or just sharing it with your true crime obsessed friends. And remember, stay safe.